Hi, I'm Alexis Arajema.
And I'm Alexandra Nyman.
And this is Shoujo Mojo. It's an anime podcast proving that women can be weebs too.
Each week we discuss an anime or two.
Or three.
And dive into the topics that you care most about. This week we are discussing sports anime.
Oh my god, so dramatic. These high schoolers and their sports.
I know, it's a genre that I did not think that I would get this into. And the gateway drug was Haikyuu.
Oh my gosh, that was your gateway drug. Interesting.
I would say it was the revival. So my intro was Prince of Tennis.
I see.
Which I found that to be really frustrating. Then my younger brother got me into Free, which I loved. Mm-hmm. And then he like sat me down and made me watch Haikyuu and like...
Yes. No words need to even be said.
No.
I know, it's so good.
All I can say is I'm so proud of my Abo Josai baby, Toru.
Oh my god, that's very precious. Like, yeah, did you do sports at all growing up?
No, I did not sport. I did marching band, competitive marching band.
Right, you played bass clarinet, right?
Yeah, I was a marching clarinetist, and then in concert band, I did bass clarinet.
That's so sick. Yeah, like, I did sports all through my, like, quote-unquote, like, younger career. I played field hockey, and I even, like, went and played D1 in college in it, and the thing that I, like, love about these sports animes is it really encapsulates, like, what it's like to be on a team, like, and have that being a huge priority in your life, like... I mean, and you see it now, it's like making it really cool. Like with Haikyuu, it's making volleyball cool.
Yeah.
Like people are posting these little TikTok videos that are going viral and it's all using like the interlude music, you know, we'll play it for you all. And that music, you know, and those little like commercial interludes, like it's really getting people excited. It's so cool.
I know. Like, the one thing that I will say about marching band is it definitely felt like a sport. Like, we would run laps, we would stretch, we did push-ups. Like, we were in it to win it. I even got a varsity letter.
That's great. That's awesome. So tell me more, though, about, like, let's go back and tell me more about, like, what didn't you like about Prince of Tennis? Because I watched a little bit of that, but I didn't stick up with it.
I found the main character, I think his name was Ayume, to be really frustrating. Like, I thought he was a brat. He clearly was not a team player. And I'm sure that he changed, but, like, the BS that he pulled, I think it was, like, episode 6 or 7, where he, like, he purposely hurts his eye just so that he can, like, do some sick moves and prove that he's awesome. And at that point, I was like, you know what? I'm done. Mm. I can't.
Interesting. Yeah, I had seen a little bit of that, like, in my, like, early LimeWire download days. Like, I got a couple Prince of Tennises here and there, and I watched them, but I didn't know them very well. To be honest, I didn't even really know sports anime was a thing until I saw Yuri on Ice. Which is late in the game.
Yeah.
But, oh my god. Like, I remember just being so blown away and being, like, encapsulated with it. And then I started looking for more things like it, and I got to watch Free, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I remember avoiding Haikyuu for the longest time. Because I was like, I just can't. I'm sure it's super fan service-y. Like, it doesn't probably have a plot. You know, things like that. I just kind of made excuses of it. And then, oh my god, this past year I watched it. And I'm on board. I'm with you 100%, Alex. It's so good.
I know. They're like, I love how they break down the play-by-play so that you can really understand how the game works. It also feels like you're actually watching a match. Mm-hmm. Like, and they play around with the tension. The pacing is amazing. But you feel like... It's not like a stereotypical thing where you're like, oh, they're going to win. Because, like, they lose, mm-hmm. like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's so refreshing. because they are not guaranteed to win.
No.
Like, I want them to go to the finals for mommy and papa of the team because, like, they're seniors. This is their last chance.
Yes.
And, like, that just really sinks in.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in, like, free, like mm-hmm. I understood that, like, yeah, it's, like, your last chance, but it didn't feel... There wasn't, like, that desperation.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that Free felt like more of their interpersonal problems, whereas Haikyuu is, like, about the volleyball.
It's, like, win at any, at all costs.
Yeah, win at all costs, and, like, everybody needs to be on this wavelength. Like, we are strongest together. Like, so, that was so refreshing. And, like, yeah, I think, spoiler alert, people, like, we're an anime podcast, so we talk about what happens in the shows. But, like, as you said, in the third season, I did not expect them to win.
No!
I couldn't believe that they won.
Like, and it was so up in the air.
I know.
And, like, you knew, like, they were, like, they should not have won. Like, you just, they hyped up the other team so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
it felt authentic. Like, it felt like a real upset Cinderella story game.
Yeah, and, like, the fact that you saw, like, the first two seasons leading up to that moment, and it was so funny because when I first, not knowing anything about Haikyuu, when I first, like, you know, pulled it up, I was like, oh, there are three seasons. So I started to watch the first season, and I jokingly said to my husband, I was like, with the pace of this show, I bet the third season's just the final. Like, the whole third season, I bet, is the final. And I said it as a joke. And when I got to the third season and realized that in all however many episodes are in that season is one match.
Yeah.
One five-set match. And that brings me to the point that you were making earlier about how well they explain the rules. I think that that's a huge difference between the way that, like, even we talk about sports broadcasting in the United States versus, like, the depth to which you learn the sport when you're watching a sports anime. I know so much about volleyball right now. Like, I know if it's a five-set match that the fifth set only goes to 15. Like, I know what a libero is. Like,
yes.
All these things. Same thing with Yuri on Ice and figure skating. I know, like, what a TES score is versus a PES score. Like, just crazy stuff that, like, you don't actually learn when you're watching something, per se, like, on the Olympics or whatever.
It's just assume that you know.
Yeah, I did, I work in media as well as you, but my specialty for a while was sports television. And I found that that's just, like, a huge difference. I think that the way that we talk about sports in the United States is, like, we try to build up these, like, Adonis-like characters, you know, like Simone Biles, Usain Bolt, they are, like, Sean White, like, these superheroes, and, like, those are where they focus all the attention. Mm-hmm. Whereas the sports anime is so pure, they focus on, like, the game and all of the characters on both sides. Like, if it's, you know, even if it's the main character's team, like, you still want to win. You know, you want the other team to win.
Yes.
And so, it, like, that just really, like, makes it, like, I was talking about it with one of my coworkers, and he goes, geez, it sounds like you're one of their moms. And I was like, you don't understand. I'm all of their moms.
But it's true.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And, like, they make you care about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you understand how important this is to all parties involved and how, like, there are real stakes there.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like reality. Like, it feels like this could be, like, your local high school team that you're coming to watch and support.
Yeah, it creates a great sense of community. And the character design is awesome in Haikyuu, and also in Yuri on Ice, and Free as well. I mean, everybody, like, looks great, let's be real. Yeah, they look great. So I wanted to talk, though, a little bit about some other, like, sports anime that are out there. For this episode, I watched the pilot episode of All Out, which is the rugby sports anime. Yeah. I thought it was, just to say what I thought real quick, like, I thought it was kind of basic. Like, it had a very similar plot in that, okay, we have a main character who is short in stature, and he, you know, wants to become good at rugby, even though maybe that's not necessarily, like, the sport that he should be in. And then on the other side, you have his, like, I guess, like, foil character, who's, like, the Kageyama to the Hinata, I guess.
But
he's everything in the book that, like, a perfect rugby player should be, but he's, like, afraid to play because in his past, he accidentally hurt one of his friends playing rugby. Yeah, so it had some redeeming factors. The animation was all right. You know, it wasn't the best. It definitely didn't have as big of a budget. Yeah. But one thing I will say is that, like, they draw these rugby bodies, like, out. Like, they are thick. And, like, you know, so if you're into that, I would totally recommend. It's worth at least checking it out.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to continue it right at this point in my life. But it had some moments. But one thing, though, that in doing the research for this show, I wanted to talk with you about is, like, what about girls' sports anime? Like, is there any out there that you know of off the top of your head?
I don't know. Like, I feel like if there was one, it would be logical if it was, like, tennis or, like, field hockey. Mm-hmm. Synchronized swimming would be hilarious.
Oh, that would be an amazing. So I haven't found that. I did find some. So, but like synchronized swimming would be amazing because there's so many characters.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you are a mangaka out there looking for your next manga to create, please consider the art of synchronized swimming.
Oh my god.
And please, like, mention us in your thank you so that we know.
Yeah, you could call it synchro or something. oh man. Well, so I looked up some sports animes by women or featuring women, and I want you to guess. Can you guess what one of the first sports animes was?
It's like very, very first.
Yeah, the name of it is called Attack Number One.
To me, that either sounds like a rifle team or like a volleyball.
You got it right. It is a volleyball sports anime. A girls' volleyball sports anime. So the original manga was created in 1975.
Wow.
But it was actually preceded by a television series that took place from 1969 to 1971.
Wow.
So this is like old anime right now.
This is old school.
Yeah. And so I have with me, I pulled up the opening, the anime OP.
Oh my God.
And I want you to listen to it and I want you to react to it if you're willing to.
Wow.
Yeah. It's old animation. It's beautiful though. It's super hand drawn.
Her eyes kind of remind me of the style of eyes from Cyborg 009.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the court, I'd feel just fine.
He kind of looks like Prince Charming combined with Tuxedo Mask.
Ah, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Destroyed. Received.
Very abusive.
Spray. Yeah. Dakedo namida ga dechao. Sometimes I cry.
Oh, and the girl after all?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know.
It's so funny because, like, whenever you see the gym uniforms in, like, school slice of life anime, you never believe that, like, oh, like, they didn't really wear that. But, like, yeah. Those, like, little red hot shorts.
They wear them. Yeah. They were wearing them all the time.
Isn't it because of, like, ergonomic or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's ergonomic. I also think that that was definitely the style back in the 60s and 70s. Like, those were the gym shorts.
That's true. Even the boys wore them.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, isn't that amazing?
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to... I think we'll try to put this up on our Instagram, too, so people can watch it. Yeah, it's
that would be great.
Amazing.
I would love to compare and contrast that, too. Please tell me you have seen the anime opening for this year's Olympics.
No!
Yeah. So they have two different mascots for the Japanese Olympics. It's a boy and a girl. I can't pronounce the names. Mm-hmm. And they each have, like, their own Instagram account. And they made an anime opening for the Olympics.
Oh, my God. I have to watch it. I
will also post it on the Instagram.
If anybody else has any thoughts on these videos, especially the Olympic one, I would be interested to hear what people think.
I want them as plushies. Like, for the Pyeongchang Olympics, Sebastian actually got me the Sohoran mascot plushie.
And wow.
I treasure him.
That's amazing. I actually worked at the Rio 2016 Olympics for NBC. Like, as I mentioned, I worked in sports television. And everyone was really excited. They're already looking forward to Japan 2020.
So wow.
And I remember for Pyeongchang, like, they had to, for pair skating, they danced to the Yuri on Ice theme.
Yeah.
And that, like, made huge waves. And I think that that was cool, because this anime made, like, figure skating super cool. Like, a lot of the figure skaters themselves were really into it. I know that
they based some of the characters off of, mm-hmm. like, actual decorated champion figure skaters.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the...
And they also choreographed, like, some of the like, freestyles used.
Yeah. Like, they really did so much research for that, like, and it really shows. And I think that's one of the biggest differences. I mean, let's talk really quickly, actually, because I feel like Yuri on Ice and Haikyuu are, like, two of the biggest animes out there in general. Like, forget that they're just sports animes. But I thought that it was so interesting, the difference between the two of them. Like, Haikyuu is this really pure, like, high school level sport, whereas Yuri on Ice, they're competing at the international level. Like, the stakes are high. But I also find it very interesting that Yuri on Ice made this deliberate and explicit attempt to, like, talk about homosexuality in a way that's not in the others, right? The others are very fan service-y. But this, like, was a love story on top of everything else.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that.
Do you think Yuri realizes that he loves Victor more than a friend? Because I think Victor is very comfortable with his sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he realized that he had feelings for Yuri way before Yuri did, if Yuri even does.
I think he has to. At least, I mean, right? Because he bought the rings for him.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, it was definitely... You know, and he announced, like, his love on the television. You know, I think different people read into it, right? There's certain fans out there that read into it as, like, it's a platonic love between a coach and the student, or two equals, maybe. And then there's everyone else who's like, oh, no, this is, like, a canon ship.
Yeah.
Like, they really kissed in episode 8. Like, you can't tell me otherwise, right? Yeah, and I view it that way. I completely view it through, like, they're together, like, by the end of this show, like, absolutely. And I'm really excited to see what they do next, if and when we ever get this movie.
I needed it, like, yesterday.
I needed it, yeah. I know. I also think that a big difference between Yuri on Ice and Haikyuu is, like, Yuri is definitely the main character, and he is, to me, a better main character than Hinata. Hinata's a little one-dimensional.
It almost feels like Hinata isn't the main character. Like, I know that he's, like, who we are centralized on, but Kageyama grows more than Hinata does. Mm-hmm. Like, Hinata just really kind of digs his heels in.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the real person who should be the main character is Toru.
Is that what you think, huh? I think it should be Tsukishima.
Oh, I would not mind that either. I love Toru. I want, like, a whole season with him.
Oh, man. I mean, that would be great.
It would be amazing. And I love his younger brother.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're so right, though. Like, any of them could be the main character, and I would still be, like, 100% in on it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I got so excited about talking about Yuri on Ice and Haikyuu that I forgot to mention, like, some other girls' sports anime. So, like, Attack No. 1 is, like, an old version of a female sports anime. But a new sports anime that has a female cast that is out now is called Hanebado. Have you heard of that?
I remember you mentioning it, but, like, just based off of the title, I couldn't even tell you, like, what they do or what they sport.
Yeah, well, the title is it's very Japanese because in with a lot of words in Japanese culture, they like to combine words together. Mm-hmm. So, and they do this with, like, their katakana words or their foreign words. And so one example of that in a sports reference, let's see, would be something like American football. That would be pronounced America n futebol, right? But but what they'll do is they combine it and they'll make it short. So it's just ame futo is American football.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Another example of this that's not a sports reference would be a laptop in Japanese is personal computer. Mm-hmm. But they would call it pasokon. They would just combine it.
I like that so much better.
Yeah, yeah. So, it, like, they do that with a lot of different words. And so it's funny you mention it with this title because bado stands for badminton.
And, that's so funny.
Yeah. And the hane stands for one of the names of, like, the foil character in the show, Ayano Hanasaki.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. So the show is literally, like, hane bado. So, like, the badminton of Hanasaki.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's also known, I think it has other names.
Do they, like, dive for the little bird?
Oh, my God. It's, well, I watched it, because I watched All Out first, and I was like, oh, this is okay. And then I watched Hanabado, and I loved it.
Oh, really?
I actually watched, like, the first 5 episodes, because I thought it was so good. Like, it really reminded me of Haikyuu. Like, the characters were super into it. It was yeah, I gotta tell you, because it was literally in so many ways, and I wonder how many other sports animes do this, but it was like a ripoff of Haikyuu almost exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, because you had the teacher who was like the, what's the word? Like, they promote the club or they're the sponsor. Yeah, so like they have the teacher in the school who's the sponsor for the badminton club. She doesn't know anything about badminton, so she gets an alumni to come back and coach it. It's literally Ukai, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's exactly the same premise. They end up having, like, 2 people who had played against each other, the 2 main characters, right?
In, like, middle school.
Yeah, exactly. And so now they're coming back and they have to play on the same team. The only difference I would say, is that the character that would otherwise be Kageyama, she actually is, like, she's the best, hands down, at badminton, but there's definitely some damage there because she does not want to be playing it. And I think that's very interesting. Ooh. Yeah, I really thought that the characters were interesting. I liked it a lot. I definitely would recommend if people are looking for a new sports anime, like, try this one because it's great. The characters are amazing. I thought, too, that it being a sports anime, they wouldn't have gone full out with the girls' hairstyles, but they do. These girls have amazing hair, like blonde, pink, pigtails, like down to their ass. Like, it's amazing. They look fantastic.
Wow.
Yes.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
It sounds so cute.
The biggest difference, I would say, is the difference in the maturity level of the characters. Like, you know, the guys in Haikyuu, they're like, you know, all the time. It's actually hilarious because, like, when I'm watching Haikyuu, I cannot understand a thing they're saying because they're speaking so manly. They're speaking
they're
like...
They're going so fast,
yeah,
too.
They are speaking like young boys, and they use a completely different set of vocab. They use completely different conjugations. Like, they're super sloppy in the way that they're conjugating. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what are you saying, you know?
Wow.
But they always get all worked up whenever a cute girl walks by and, like, all this other stuff. Whereas, like, these girls, like, they are having, like, mental deep conversations. Like, and
wow.
It's, yeah. So it's, like, so I would say that other than the premise, like, the similar and the fact that it's a sports anime, the similarities in the show are wide enough that it's definitely worth checking out.
I mean, it definitely sounds like regular old high school where, like, the guys are just like, oh, girls, and like, sports, 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 and the girls are, you know, they mature mm-hmm. before the guys. So they're having a more, like, conversation about our feelings.
Yeah, and that's totally the case. And I liked that because it was definitely pure. But the animation of the badminton is really dynamic. And, like, the pacing of the games and the matches is similar to Haikyuu. So I really liked that. Yeah, I loved that. It's so funny that, like, they'll spend, like, half an episode, like, in Haikyuu on, like, somebody's setting, right?
Yeah.
And, like, once the ball is set and the whole time they're inner monologuing, like, I can't get enough of it, strangely enough. My husband came home the other day. I was watching the final in season 3, and he started asking me something, and I, like, forgot myself, and I was like, honey, the game is on. And he goes, oh, excuse me.
Talk about, like, role reversal.
I know. It was hilarious.
You can't talk to me when the game is on.
I know. And it would have been hilarious if, like, my friends were there and stuff. Be like, oh, you're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
You guys have, like, Doritos and, like, snacks out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
Ugh, that's so funny, though. Like, but there are all sorts of sports animes out there. I mean, like, Beyblade could be considered a sports anime. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You had mentioned actually earlier, like, maybe March Comes in Like a Lion.
Like,
also?
Kind of. Because it's like, I got into it because I really like the musical chess. And so I was just kind of interested to learn more about shogi. I definitely kind of want to, like, get a shogi board and try to learn how to play it.
Yeah.
Like, Sebastian and I were talking about, like, maybe trying to get into it. I tried to, like, download an app on my phone. I'm very bad. I'm very, very bad at it. But it's interesting. Like, I mean, it does feel like there's so much more going on than just shogi. Mm-hmm. But I do like how, again, you get to, like, meet these characters and you see the perspective of everybody else. You even get to meet, like, the champion. Mm-hmm. The hierarchy is really interesting. Mm. My favorite part, though, is the cats. They're, like, the only comic relief, because it's a very serious, dry anime.
Yeah, I almost feel like it's in a class of its own, like, because a sports anime, it has, like, even though there is supposed to be that intense mental fight going on, like, in Yuri on Ice, right, like, that's, like, his entire arc is, like, overcoming his anxiety and depression. And for this, though, it really felt like the main character in March Comes in Like a Lion, he's, like, fighting alone until he meets that family, but he's still so scarred.
And it's, like, it's hard, like, it's just so heavy. Like, it doesn't feel light, and it doesn't really feel, like, pleasant when you're viewing. Mm. Like, I binged it, and it made me, like, really depressed.
Yeah. It reminded me actually more of, like, Your Lie in April. Like, a story.
I was just gonna say.
A story about somebody who is really good at something, but because of just tragedy, like, isn't able to enjoy it anymore.
Yeah.
I love both those animes. Oh my god, they're so good.
I know.
They kind of look alike, too, the two main characters.
They do, definitely.
Mm. Interesting, yeah, like the black hair and the glasses.
Something about it.
Yeah. One thing, though, that I also was thinking, my husband asked me this, too, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't know the answer to this. He asked me, he goes, what does Haikyuu mean?
I don't know.
I know, right?
I just liked it. I think it's interesting, though, that, like, with the English version, they remove one of the U's.
Well, that's not right. I mean, so I looked...
I don't know why.
Well, that's... it's spelled wrong, then, because what I looked up what it meant. After he asked me, I felt like an idiot that I didn't know. But they kind of trick you, because they write Haikyuu out in katakana, right? But Haikyuu is actually the traditional Japanese word for volleyball. And it has two kanji characters that go into it. And so the double U is a part of the pronunciation. It's Q-U, right? Not just Q. And so if they take out the second U, like, they probably do it aesthetically for English speakers, right?
Probably.
But so that I found was very interesting, is it's the traditional name for volleyball. And so they wrote it in katakana for, like, emphasis to stylize it. But nobody calls it that. They just call it bare or bare-baru.
It's so funny whenever they say that in the anime. I love it.
I know.
Bare.
Bare. I know. I love it, too. It's so good.
Where is, like, the creator from, I wonder? Because you had mentioned about how the dialect is really different, and, like, he even chose to stylize the title.
Yeah, so the dialect is different because I don't know if the dialect per se is different. I think that they're talking Inaka Poi, like a little bit country-ish, right? Not so much like Japanese standard, but like the reason why they sound at least so strange to me is like when you learn Japanese as a non-native speaker, you learn how to speak it properly, right? Whereas they're just talking a bunch of slang. Right, yeah. They're just literally talking the way that high school boys would talk, and because I've never studied with or really interacted with high school boys in all my time, it is so, like, foreign to me. I'm like, what are you saying? Like, the way they say yes, the way they say thank you, I'm just like, what? How did that mean thank you? Yeah, so I have to look up some of those words, but they're not words that I would probably use as, like, a female speaker.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty, their language is so interesting.
I wish I could speak or read it.
Yeah, well, 頑張ってください. Maybe one day.
Hashtag Rosetta Stone.
Yeah. What else, like, could be considered a sports anime that might not be, like the kind of way we were talking about March Comes in Like a Lion? Is there anything else out there that you feel would be considered a sports anime?
So, thanks to our trusty friend, Google, I was reminded that Speed Racer is actually a sports anime, which I guess is because I grew up watching Speed Racer. I don't know the year that it's from. My dad told me it was like 60s/70s.
Here, let's look it up really quick.
Yeah, let's look it up. 1967.
First episode. Wow. Date. Yeah, first episode was September 23rd, 1967.
Wow. Yeah, my dad told me how he had grown up watching Speed Racer, and so he brought that over into our house, and me, my dad, and my older brother would all watch it, and then when my younger brother was born, we watched it together. Wow, I need to rethink everything, because I don't know why, but I didn't even realize that it was an anime. So maybe this was my official first anime. Like, we have DVD sets of it.
Oh.
And it, like, I don't know what it is that I loved about it, but there's just something so charming, and, like, I will never not be upset that there is not a button on a car, like on the Mach 5, where I can just lift myself up and just get past traffic. Could you imagine, like, just plowing down Manhattan like that?
Yes.
Or, like, if they made those buses that are kind of, like, hollowed out so that they could just pass through traffic.
Yeah, oh my god, that's so interesting.
You would never be late again.
Right, I mean, you've seen sometimes they imagine, like, the trains that also go above the roads in that way. Yeah. It's so
People
cool.
might freak out, though.
Yeah, well, with change like that. Also, they would never pay to make that
in New York.
It
would need to have, like, tracks in the ground. Because, like, what if they all of a sudden start merging? Like, you can't look down at the cars below you.
Yeah, no, it would be very dangerous. They would need to be a lot of infrastructure built up to pull it off. But, yeah, I mean, you're totally right. I mean, at face value, Speed Racer is a sports anime. It's like NASCAR.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's like NASCAR meets F1. But something that I do not agree that is sports anime... My hot take is that I don't feel that Pokemon is a sports anime, but for some reason Google has categorized it as a sports anime. And the reason why I feel this way is because you're, like, training your pets to fight each other. But then again, like, don't we consider, like, dog training, like, when you train your dog for, like, obedience and they do pageants, isn't that a sport.
Yeah, like equestrian with horse or dressage with horse.
Dressage is like so fancy.
Oh my god, we were obsessed with it when we were working at the Olympics in Rio. Like, we were like, what is this? It's amazing. Yeah, I couldn't get over it. I loved it.
So then I guess Pokemon is a sports anime.
I mean, right? Like, when I think of Pokemon, I also think of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yes.
And you know, it's a competition, right? It is a competition. So I could see how it would be like a sports anime.
So then I guess Yu-Gi-Oh is a sport. I'm learning so much.
I guess, but then like it's also a game. So like does that fall more into like March Comes in Like a Lion? I don't know. But also like Pokemon is so epic that I feel like I can't compare it to March Comes in Like a Lion.
No. You know? Like I don't even think that they're in the same league.
Yeah. They're so different. So I don't know, it might be like those...
But, I mean, we had previously mentioned Beyblade.
Yeah, you're right. And I feel like Beyblade falls more... Like, Digimon, Beyblade... Digimon was, like, supposed to be a game, right? But then it fell into this, like, apocalyptic world that was very interesting and really cool. But, like, Digimon, Beyblade, Pokemon, and...
Yu-Gi-Oh!
I feel like are their own thing. Like, and it's not a sports anime.
I don't think so. I would, like, care... I would prefer to categorize it as youth anime.
Oh, yeah.
Because to me, like, I grew up watching that, you know, after having to convince my mom that it's not, like, some sort of, like, Wiccan, like, witchcraft thing.
Yeah. I feel like those...
No. Like, I would more so... Like, when I'm thinking of sports anime, I'm thinking, like, a team... Like a more traditional sport.
Yeah.
So, and I'm also thinking in an American lens. And to me, it would be like volleyball, soccer, swimming, basketball. So all of that would be like Haikyuu, Prince of Tennis, the new Yuri on Ice.
Yeah. A part of me feels like those sports anime, right? Like they took existing sports and they made an anime about it. Whereas these other animes like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh, they made it and they made it into a quote unquote like a game that people could play. Like without the manga and the anime of Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh, and Beyblade and Digimon, like none of those things would exist, right? But people do play Yu-Gi-Oh cards because of
and they do it competitively, which led into like Magic.
Yeah. So I think that you're right. Like the youth anime might
but
be a good label.
But now don't we consider gaming to be a sport? Because now we have competitive gaming.
Mm-hmm. Gaming to me is gaming. You know?
I mean, I feel that way too.
It's e-sport, I guess, right? That is the official term for it is e-sport. So I could see...
So then is Pokemon an e-sport anime?
See, now I don't know because, like, within the world of Pokemon, the Pokemon are real. So it would not be an e-sport, right? But the way that we play it...
Yeah, but, like, how real are they if they're, like, getting sucked up into this digital red beam?
Oh, wow, these are really the hard questions. I don't know.
Because that has always messed with me.
Mm. Yeah, they do.
What if it's just, like, a black hole that they're going into and that's why Pikachu doesn't want to go into the Pokeball?
I don't know. But why are the other ones okay with going into it?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, does Pikachu have some sort of, like, PTSD? Like, was he traumatized by it? Like, why does he not go into the... Does he have anxiety? Oh, baby.
He's a brat. Let's just get real. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, he's the best. I love Pikachu. I don't know. I think... Well, like, also, like, right? The Pokedex is really big.
Yeah, you know, and like it just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah,
and
it's a very digital world in some ways, right? So I just don't know. It's same thing with the Digimon though. Like technically they're in a digital universe, but like it's not an e-sport anime.
Yeah.
I think like
cuz if we were to categorize Digimon as an e-sport, then does that open the door for Code Lyoko to be an e-sport?
Wow.
Where they're going into that digital world.
Oh, wow. It can't. I don't know. If anybody out there has maybe any thoughts of, like, what category these would fit into, like, you know, let us know, because we're having a difficult time. I think, though, that we've unpacked a lot that's very interesting about it.
I think I would say no.
I would agree with you. I would also
like,
say
I
no.
think it's just, I think those all fall under, like, youth anime, and if there's some sort of, like, a better categorization, I am sure that you guys will let us know in the comments below.
Yay. Cool. I think that that about wraps up our time for sports anime. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on?
I can't really think of much more.
Yeah, neither can I. There's a few that I want to do a shout out that we didn't mention that are pretty popular, it looks like. Clean Freak Aoyama-kun. It looks pretty interesting. It is about a soccer prodigy who was on a national team, but he's a germaphobe.
And oh, so, no.
Yeah, so I thought that sounded so cute. And so I want to check that one out for sure. There is Yowamushi Pedal. That is, you can probably guess, a biking anime, a cycling anime.
Cool.
They were pushing that hard when I was living over there. And so that looked also very interesting. And I just wanted to do a quick shout out to Kuroko no Basketto, which is apparently one of the most famous basketball anime in the world. It says here that it is packed with humorous and cool scenes of hot guys with different skills.
Sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it sounds very familiar. I haven't checked this one out yet, but it definitely looks like it's worth a watch. I think it's streaming on HIDIVE right now as well, and HIDIVE, I think, is also where they're streaming Haikyuu. I think they're streaming Haikyuu anywhere they can. Like, Netflix has it, too. But I definitely will check this one out. It looks cool. I love how every single character has a very bright hair color.
I know!
We got purple, yellow, light blue, dark blue, green, and magenta.
Did you see that in Japan at all?
No. It's...
Why? Just...
I think that...
Why?
You know, not knowing why, I think that it's just to help differentiate the characters, because there's only so much you can do with 2D.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's one of the great things about the character design in, like, anime is, like,
but
the hairstyle.
But in the manga, everybody's black and white.
That's true. That's a really good point.
I don't know. I think, I mean, well, for example, right, like, in...
Is it idol culture influencing anime?
I don't know. I mean...
Because look at BTS. Their hair is, like, a different color every video.
That's true. I think that that is just, in general, become, like, across... all cultures, like, it's, like, a sign of being really cool, right?
I mean, yeah. I wish I had, like, rose gold hair.
Yeah, but I think that the color thing came out of, you know, like, video games, like, old animations.
Yeah.
Like, for Final Fantasy VII, right? Like, they always try to make the main character have a different color hair than everyone else, so you can easily, like, tell them apart.
Like, ah, yes, that is Cloud.
Yeah, I saw, though, exactly, that's Cloud. I saw, though, a really funny meme the other day that had all the characters from Boku no Hero Academia lined up, and it said, like, pick out the main character.
Oh,
and
my God.
And that was smart, because it's hard. If you don't know who the main character is, it would be hard to pick them out of a lineup, because all of those characters are so unique-looking.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on the anime. But the one with this basketball team, they're killing it right now.
Oh,
with
yeah.
those hairstyles. Great. Well, I think that wraps it up for our sports anime episode.
Thank you so much for tuning in this week.
Next week is going to be Valentine's Day, and so we're going to be discussing Yaoi and Yuri.
Yay!
I know. If any of you have anything that you might want to hear in this podcast, like, please, like, tweet it out at us, and we'll try to see if we can include some thoughts.
Yes, please let us know. And you can follow us
on Instagram at ShoujoMojoPod, and feel free to like us on Facebook and join our Facebook group, ShoujoMojoPod Official.
And if you have an anime you want us to watch, please email us at shoujomojopod@gmail.com or tweet at us at shoujomojopod on Twitter.
If you enjoyed this episode, please review us on iTunes. We really, really appreciate everybody who has done so far. It has helped us so much as we've been growing and continuing on this podcast. You can find this in all of our other episodes on iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Yeah. And I do this shameless plug after every episode, but if you like anime theme songs, please follow my band Otaku Ngaku on Instagram and TikTok at otaku_ngaku. We actually, for those of you who might not know, our opening theme is from Mob Psycho 100. Yes. And that's actually our Otaku Ngaku recording from the studio. So we hope that you like it.
It's so good. And make sure you check them out on Spotify as well. And if you're looking for a custom cosplay or for a cute amigurumi doll to be created by yours truly, follow me at LadyCatFashion on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok.
Yeah. Her stuff is the best, y'all. Check out her Redbubble as well.
It's popping over there.
Yeah? For the holidays?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I've been getting, like, so many, like, people, like, getting stuff, especially my Sugar Cubs fan art, which, like, I love the Sugar Cubs. They're so cute.
Yeah, I feel like you could do an entire episode.
I probably could. Like, it's funny, because, like, they're just this, like, Chinese company that made a cute sticker. And now it has, like, its own, like, mini webcomic. Like, it's a whole thing.
That's great. Oh, man. Well, there's so much that we can talk about, and so I'm looking forward to the next time.
Me too.
Nice. Until then, signing off, I am Alexis.
And I'm Alex.
And this was Shoujo Mojo.